The Dreidel. A children's game played in the firelight of a cold winter night. The Hanukkah menorah silently glowing in the window. The Dreidel. Its four sides spinning around the still point in the turning circle, spinning so fast that its sides blur into nothingness. The Dreidel. So seemingly insignificant. And yet this little dreidel contains the story of the Jewish people. Our story starts not with the miracle of Hanukkah, but 1,437 years earlier, with Jacob's ladder. Jacob had a prophetic dream of angels ascending and descending a ladder that reached from the ground to the heavens. These angels weren't Hollywood extras with fluorescent tubes over their heads. They were, in fact, incorporeal spiritual messengers, the protecting forces of four great kingdoms, four kingdoms that would in the future dominate and exile the Jewish people. They were Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. At first, Jacob, saw the angel of Babylon ascend the ladder 70 steps, and then he came down. The Jewish people were in the Babylonian exile for 70 years. Then the protecting angel of the empire of Persia and Media climbed the ladder 52 steps before he descended. The Jewish people were in exile in Persia for 52 years. And then the angel of the empire of Greece climbed 180 rungs before he came down. And finally the protecting angel of the Roman Empire climbed up the ladder, but he didn't come down. Jacob feared that this final exile would never end until God, using the words of the prophet Ovadiah, said to him, "If he will rise up like an eagle, and make his nest amongst the stars, even from there I will bring him down." We are still in that final exile, in the softly asphyxiating embrace of Rome's spiritual heirs. Let's take a closer look at these four kingdoms. In the year 3338, the first of our holy temples was razed to the ground, and the majority of the Jewish people led into exile by the Babylonian emperor. Why was it such a tragedy that the Beit HaMikdash, the temple, was destroyed? The Beit HaMikdash represented a unique pipeline between God and man. When it was destroyed, this flow of spiritual energy was severed. The nature of this connection is linked to the word nefesh, soul, as it says in Vayikra, when a soul will bring an offering. Nefesh begins with the Hebrew letter Nun, and therefore Nun represents the kingdom of Babylon. Persia, as we know from the story of Esther, Haman was interested in finding the final solution for the Jewish problem, genocide. The exile of Persia and Media represents the threat to the guf, to the body of the Jewish people, the physical threat of annihilation. Guf, body in Hebrew, begins with the letter Gimel, which stands for the kingdom of Persia and Media. Greece. Greece, on the other hand, was an attack not on the body of the Jewish people, but on the wisdom, the seichel, of the Jewish people. The Greeks weren't interested in the physical destruction of the Jewish people. They wanted to destroy the spiritual core of Judaism, the Torah, the wisdom of Israel, and leave a Hellenized hulk that would conform to the Greek norms of aesthetics, drama, the superficial wisdoms. Seichel, wisdom, in Hebrew begins the letter sin or shin, and that's the letter of Greece. The fourth kingdom, Rome, is a summation, a combination of all the other exiles. At the beginning of Rome's domination, they, like the Babylonians, stopped the bringing of the offerings and destroyed the temple. And then they inflicted unthinkable carnage on the guf, the body of the Jewish people. After the massacre of Betar, they used Jewish blood as fertilizer for 7 years. And at first, Rome was the intellectual scion of Greece. But with the conversion of the Emperor Constantine to Christianity in the 313th year of the Common Era, then the Catholic Church became the spiritual heir of the Roman Empire. And after the demise of the influence of the Church, the mantle of Rome was subsequently worn by secularism and materialism, the spiritual incarnation of Rome in our own times. Rome is all the exiles rolled into one, and thus it's represented by the Hebrew word hakol, everything, all. And the first letter of Hakol is He. Take another look at our dreidel spinning. What do you see? four sides, spinning around a central point that occupies no space. And when those sides spin, they themselves cease to have any direction anymore. Now in the blur of their whirling, they are a circle, finally in tune with the dot at the center. What is it that is carved on the sides of our dreidel? The letters Nun, Gimel, Sin, He. Those letters represent the four exiles, the four kingdoms, Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome, spinning around the center. The dreidel, a children's game played in the firelight of a cold winter night, the Hanukkah menorah silently glowing in the window. The dreidel, its four sides spinning around the still point in the turning circle, spinning so fast that its sides blur into nothingness. The dreidel, so seemingly insignificant, and yet this little dreidel contains the story of the Jewish people.